Well, coming up with a business is one thing. Maintaining it with a workforce is another. And that was the discussion today in the Critical Issues series that the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro has been putting on. Today was their workforce forum, talking about what resources are available in our community and really across the state for business owners who are looking to retain and train their employees. Today on the phone, joining us from the Chamber of Commerce is Katie Luvis, but we also have Karina Garris, who's the manager of NC Works and their Career Center of Orange County, both joining me on the phone. Katie and Karina, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
Hi, Bryce. Well, thank you.
We've got both of them over the phone today. Katie, I do want to start with you, obviously talking many things involving the workforce today, and Karina was one of the speakers, but what was some of the initial information shared with folks, and who else helped present that information today during the series?
Thanks, Brighton. Well, I appreciate you having us here today, and, you know, lately we have been hearing a lot from our local businesses, our local employers, that they're having major pain points. They're having a really tough time finding workers, especially the hospitality industry, including hotels, restaurants, bars, caterers. So we have been leaning in for the last few months to make sense of what are resources out there to help our local businesses. And in that process, Brighton, we've discovered that, gosh, starting all the way at the top with U.S. Congress and funding that goes from the feds through the state, through regional layers to our local community. And the bottom line in our research that we shared with our employers today is that there are actually tens of thousands of dollars available through cash, tax credits, and in-kind support services to help local businesses. And by and large, most of our businesses are leaving this on the table. So today's forum was to help make sure they know what resources are there, how to take advantage of them, and why it's worth their time.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it's not just resources, of course, in terms of recruiting, as you mentioned, getting people in the door to work for you in the first place, but also figuring out how to train them to get them up to speed and be good employees, how to retain them as they stay with you longer as well. It seems like, as the Chamber's been doing throughout the series, giving a really holistic view of what is available in the community.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. You know, employers can, especially in jobs that require really specialized skills, they can put a lot of time and time on task and money into recruiting great talent. And then if that talent turns over or gets recruited by, you know, a competitor organization, you're back at the start. So one of the conversation threads today was really thinking about the compensation package that they're offering, and that compensation package, not just get that employee in the door, but to really think about the career ladder that this person will experience with your organization, and how you might include lots of training programs to help them grow in the path they want to see that for themselves down the road, and that they would see for themselves not just this entry-level position, but something higher up down the road.
And Karina, now turning to you, obviously, as the manager of the Career Center in Orange County, you are in this kind of every day. But how often do you think businesses and owners and managers kind of overlook or forget resources when it comes to thinking about their workforce? I think especially, you know, with COVID-19, there were a lot of resources available to try and help businesses stay afloat as a business itself. But of course, lots of focus on the employees too, and not just in the pandemic.
Right. I don't think it's necessary that they are not taking advantage. I think one of the issues is that they just really don't know what's out there for them. And I was so grateful to Katie for inviting me to be on the forum, because we do have so many resources here at the NC Works Career Center here in Chapel Hill, as well as our Employment and Training Center located in Hillsboro, Orange Works Employment and Training. So I thought it was very important that I really get out the information out there to employers about exactly what we have to offer. There are so many resources that they can utilize here, and it's just really about getting the word out, going door to door to the businesses to let them know what we have available and what they can take advantage of. For example, we have what we call work experience, and that is a program that they can utilize where they have no cost to them. We pay 100% of the employee's salary out of our WIA fund. And so that's a great resource. And it's just really getting the word out there because I just feel like in this community, they just may not know what all is available.
Sure. And Karina, I'm curious, out of your perspective, when you talk with businesses, obviously right now recruiting definitely seems to be the biggest hurdle, but in more quote unquote normal times, what do you think is the resource that maybe goes by the wayside the most? Is it recruiting resources, training resources, or retaining resources?
I think mostly it's recruiting resources. We use the ncworks.gov platform, and that's a free platform that employers can use to go in, create an account. They can post the job orders for the positions they have available. They are able to go in and seek out candidates based off resumes, individuals, and job seekers who are looking for work create accounts in this system as well. So when they create their resume, they're listing their skills, and the system is able to pull those skills and based off what the employer is posting. So I think recruiting is a big part of it. Like I said, we can do so much with the employer in ncworks, and for any employee who's interested, we are more than willing to walk them through it. We can post the job orders for them. And just go from there. But getting them in the door, getting the talent they need, I think is really where the big problem may lie right now.
You were just hearing from Karina Garris, who is the manager for the ncworks Career Center here in Orange County. We also have on the phone with us Katie Lewis of the Chamber for the Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro area. We're talking about the Chamber's Critical Issues series since they held another forum today, this one specifically focusing on workforce resources. And Katie, turning back to you, in addition to what Karina shared, what were some of the other things that jumped out to you and other people on the call today in terms of the resources available to our local business leaders?
Mm-hmm. Well, there were a lot of resources that were discussed, very specific things. One that stood out to me was when we think about some industries like the hospitality industry that's having this significant pain point, we challenged them to think about untapped talent pools, right? Talent pools that are often overlooked, whether that might be veterans, youth, older workers, people with disabilities, people who speak English as a second language, maybe people who are housing or food insecure, those that are currently unemployed, and even job seekers with criminal records. There's lots of incentives, tax credits, and other things to de-risk hiring someone who might be an overlooked talent, you know, in this overlooked talent pool, who could really add value to your business if you set them up well. And so that's where Karina's shop, the NC Work Center, can really help make those connections.
Absolutely. And Karina, turning back to you, of course, there's local stuff out there, but as Katie said, of course, stuff on the state level too. I imagine that there's federal help too, especially right now with the American Rescue Plan getting put in place and a lot of steps being taken to try and get more money to local businesses. But as now things are returning to normal, people opening back up, what are some of the other things out there when it comes to resources, maybe from the federal level compared to the local level?
Well, as Katie mentioned about hiring, I will call them at-risk individuals. We have, there's the federal bonding program that can help employers who will hire at-risk individuals. It kind of takes the cushion out. It helps them to not be accountable if, you know, theft happens or something like that. There's money out there for that. Then there's the work opportunity tax credit as well. So those are two of the two other federal programs that I can speak to that is offered through NC Works and NC Commerce.
We're speaking with Karina Garris and Katie Luvis, both of them involved with the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro's Critical Issues Series, and specifically the Workplace Forum that was held earlier today, talking about different workforce resources. And Katie, back to you as we begin to kind of finish up here. I do want to take some time because the Chamber, as shared today during that call, is producing a kind of playbook that's going to be available for local businesses regarding these resources. Right? What can you share about that?
That's right. Thanks, Brighton. Today we heard not just from the service providers telling us about these, what we often thought were like mythical dollars out there. Like, are these things even really real? Can you get up to $10,000 in a tax credit just for hiring someone who has disadvantages? Or, you know, just really kind of making sure, is this even true? And today, after each service provider shared a summary, we had a local employer who actually used those programs who testified, yes, I use this. It worked. It was totally doable and helped my business. So we had Nora Spencer from Hope Renovations talk about the paid work experience that added so much value for her recruiting. We had a representative from Morinaga, the Japanese candy company in Mebane, who talked about the customized training program that they're doing with Durham Tech. And we also had AKG, which is a manufacturing company also in Mebane, talk about an apprenticeship program that they have. So some really neat resources that we want to validate and make sure every local employer has access to. So this playbook that we're developing, we'll have it released in the next few weeks. And what it's going to do is take employers step by step with, okay, if you're at this stage of the game, you're recruiting employees, what are the resources? And how do you access them? Now you want to train that employee. What are the resources? How do you access them? And now you want to keep that employee. What do you do? So we're going to really take the mystery out of things, and hopefully we'll be able to share this playbook really far and wide.
And Karina, turning back to you in the meantime, for people who might have missed the forum today and want to learn more about the NC Works Career Center, where can they go to learn more about that group, learn more about the resources it offers to folks?
Well, we they can call us, we or come by. We are located at Europa Center at 100 Europa Drive, Suite 101, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27517. Our phone number is 919-245-4335. We actually have a Facebook page as well for both of our centers, so they can find us on Facebook under NC Works Orange County and Orange Works NC, and they can also find information under our county website, orangecounty.gov, and so they can find us there, and if they're interested in using our services, for instance, we're having a hiring event tomorrow here at Europa catering to the hospitality and restaurant industries. It will be from 9 to 12. It will be an outside event in the parking lot. So we are looking forward to having folks come by and speak with the 20 employers that we have. But yeah, they can find us in those locations, and we would be happy to help them.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great event that is coming up. And turning back to you, Katie, to finish off here, it seems like the Chamber's Critical Issue Series is taking a little bit of a break, but what is coming up next when it returns?
When it returns this fall, we're going to do a residential and commercial real estate forum, which has it is backed by popular demand. We're now, I think, 3 years in a row on this one, and that will also be by Zoom. So we're going to just keep this nice cadence of keeping power-packed programs, a quick 90 minutes. You can just tune in, get a lot of timely information, and then get back to your day. And that'll be on October 14th from 8:30 to 10 a.m. by Zoom.
And if you want to check out more information on that or all of their previous editions of the Critical Issues series, head to their website, carolinachamber.org. Katie Luvis and Karina Garris, as always, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, Brighton.
Thank you.